in a world where you can time travel, turn into a werewolf, become a sparkly vampire, or learn how to best fly without wings, anything can happen, especially when you're watching book trailers. My name is Sheila Clover English, and I own Circle of Seven Productions, the leading book trailer producer in the U.S. and owner of the trademark term book trailer. Welcome to Book Trailer Reviews. If you have a video and would like to call in and talk about it, you're welcome to do that, 646-200-4071. Or if you just want to talk about a book trailer that you loved or hated, call in, chat for a little bit if you'd like to. I'm going to go put the chat session open here, so we'll have that in case you just want to send me a link. That's fine, too. And let's see. You know, as usual, we're gonna start off with a trailer tip or trick and then review a couple of trailers that we think are worth watching and or skipping. And actually, hate to say this, but we do have quite a few that you may want to skip. But, you know, let's take a look at them and see what we think first. If you'd like to join us, you can do so via the chat room. Like I said, I put that up, and you can put a link there or just type away, and we can have a conversation. You can call and talk about your own book trailer if you'd like to do that, 646-200-4071. Now, the tip of the day has to do with being realistic with your book trailer. No, I'm not talking about making trailers for nonfiction books. I'm talking about knowing when you're making a disaster of your video and being honest with yourself. So, you know, first of all, you need to be able to create your video without including every single little thing about your book. You know, if you include everything, then why should they even buy the book? They're going to know everything. And I've actually even seen people, you know, include spoilers in a video. It's crazy. With video, less is more. Now, you know, think about your elevator pitch. If you don't know what that is, it's when you can describe what your book is and about the time it'd take to get from the top floor to the bottom floor of a building. Think of it more like this. Is, you know, if the optimal length of a book video is 90 seconds, and it is, you need to convey your story in less than 90 seconds. And I say less because at the end, you know, you usually show the book cover for a few seconds and nobody's talking over that because you want them to concentrate on that. So you want to be able to convey that story in a compelling way in less than 90 seconds. That's all you've got. Don't take 3 minutes because you want somebody to know that, you know, the character is having, you know, nightmares and that's not really relevant to the story. You think it's relevant because somewhere along the line it becomes that, but it's not really important to the pitch. So, you know, so you need to be honest with yourself when you do your, you know, elevator pitch to script and only have the main issue or issues. There may be one, you know, you may want to talk about the conflict of the story, the conflict of the couple, you know, include those two things. You know, but, you know, the issue or issues that you feel will make someone want to learn more about the book. And that's the thing with video. The video is supposed to hook somebody. It's supposed to make them think, oh, wow, how could they possibly ever resolve that? Or, oh, wow, if I had that information, my life would be so much better, for those of you writing nonfiction. Or, you know, I never knew that. Oh, I wish I knew that. You know, you need to put in just enough so that people realize, wow, that's something I have to have, or you know, that's something I can't imagine what that could be about. I need to go check it out. And that'll take people to, you know, whatever your call to action is going to be. You're going to have them go talk about it on your Facebook, or, you know, go over and, you know, you want them just to buy the book, go find out more information, you know, at the bookseller's site. You just, you know, go over to your website, which is what I really think they should do, because a lot of you have your first chapter there, and if you don't, I suggest that you do. But, you know, it gets them hungry to find out more. They want to know more about that. Now, you know, you can go to youtube.com/booktrailers, and what I want you to do is go there and look for a trailer called Gideon's War. That is a great example of getting a story idea together with a shocker reveal at the end that makes someone want to know more about the book. It doesn't give the book away. It's not something that you're not going to find out if you don't flip the book over and read the back. But it does make you think twice. And you know, I'll say that the book was written by Howard Gordon, and he is the executive producer of shows like X-Files, and he did 24, Homeland. So he's definitely, you know, somebody who knows about a good hook. You know, go and take a look and see what you think of that. Now, sometimes you need to unknow your book. You know, only list something that would be relevant to someone who knows nothing about the book. No backstory in the video. No. Just say no. Now, say it with me. No backstory. You don't need backstory in your video. It's 90 seconds. Is that really how you want to spend those very precious seconds, is with some backstory? I don't think so. Also, you need to be honest about the music. Don't let your book video have reject porn music. I'm so sick of it. You know, and if someone was kind enough to make you some exclusive music, but it's terrible, say thanks, but no thanks. You know, there are so many people out there, and I know this is hard for authors because, you know, we're a quiet lot. I include myself in that. We don't like confrontation. Most authors don't. You know, if you're that kind of person, you hate confrontation, and somebody gave you this gift, and you feel obligated to use it, you need to be able to say no. No is a gift for everybody. And, you know, somebody makes music, and it doesn't work. Well, you know, maybe the music's fine, but it doesn't work for your particular video, and that's something that you could tell them. You know, just because it was made for you doesn't mean it's good. Let's take a look of an example, shall we? Go to YouTube.com, and you're going to have to search from there and look up a video called No Reflection Music Video Vamped Series. And I'm sure if you just put in No Reflection Music Video, it's going to come up. Hey, go ahead. I'll wait for you. Okay, I won't. But I'm dying for you to see it. And to hear your feedback. You know, was it good or did it make you cringe? I really would like an honest answer. And, you know, these things are subjective. So what I love, you may hate. What I hate, you may think is just the most clever thing you've ever seen. You know, that's the beauty of any kind of art form, is that we all get to have, you know, different opinions about it. Now, next, I want you to, you know, ask people for feedback, but ask the right people and the right questions. You know, of course your mom's going to love it. You know, ask your street team, your critique group, or a select group of your readers that you trust to watch it. And then ask them questions like, what is this story about? What is the conflict? And you can ask them, you know, how does the music make you feel? Don't ask yes or no questions. Get them to really think about it and give you information. You know, it does. It makes people, you know, actually think about what they're watching and hearing. And if they don't get it, your video isn't working. It's not working. You know, we have, you know, my company has a group of reviewers who have signed up. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. They were volunteers. And we'll send them a video, and we have certain questions that we ask to make sure they understand the story that we're trying to convey. And we take that feedback very seriously, and we'll tweak a video, and then we'll send it out again and see if we get different answers. We want to make sure that people are inspired to learn more, that they understand what's being presented to them, and that they enjoy it. There's some entertainment there's some sort of value in it. So, you know, definitely ask for feedback. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't look at it as, oh, they don't like my choices. Look at it as, okay, if I tweak my choices this way when it goes out to the masses, it's actually going to do a lot better for me. I mean, this is really to help you have the best video that you can have. So that's the tip. Be honest with yourself, you know, and let's now, you know, now let's go ahead and look at some book videos. Now you can find these on YouTube. Just search for the name of the book. And I thought it'd be fun to go ahead and look at two music video book trailers. Since we discussed No Reflection, you know, let's take a look at that, and then let's go over to youtube.com/booktrailers and look for Turbulent Sea, which is also a music video book trailer. Now, how does each song work for you? You know, do you like one more than the other? And if so, why? You know, do the visuals go with the song, or perhaps the song adds to the story that you're watching? You know, how does that work, you know, for you personally? So take a look at those two, No Reflection and Turbulent Sea. And let me know what you think of music video book trailers overall. You know, if you know of some others that you'd like to share, you know, or if you have one that's a favorite, you know, go to www.readersentertainment.com tomorrow, where we'll post both videos for your commenting pleasure. And then, you know, you're more than welcome to comment and give us some links to some others that everybody could share in. Now, I'd like to look at some comical book videos. You know, nothing goes viral like something funny. I think we can all agree on that. And, tomorrow on the Book Trailers YouTube, there will be a new video out about sexy reading, you know, and how sexy reading is. And you may want to check that out. So February 1st, we're going to be releasing a new video. Let's see, let's take a look at, now I'd like to look at, let's see, I recommend that you search YouTube for Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters book trailer, or Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter book trailer. Those are classics. An award-winning book video that uses humor in a clever way. Go to YouTube book trailers site, and it is called Must Love Dragons. And if you love webisodes about books, check out the Lonesome Losers commercial. And the show, it's called The Zombie Today Show, and that's on youtube.com/booktrailers. Those are funny. Check those out. And I'm keeping with being honest about your trailer, I'd like to point out some that really do nothing for me. Either they're far too long or make me actually dislike the book before I ever even know about the story. You ready? Search YouTube for this gem. It's called Let's Panic About Babies book trailer. Nearly 3 minutes long. I'm not sure if this is serious or comical. I want to say maybe they're going for funny. You know, because I'm not sure, it doesn't work for me. But plus, it's 3 minutes long. Then search for Bite My Fire book trailer. You know, when they rip off, you know, well-known, you know, lines, quotes, music, song. I just always wonder about those. Now, the author looks really sweet, but someone should have had an intervention with this video. Again, maybe this was supposed to be funny, and, you know, I don't know. I'm not getting it. Okay, I think it was supposed to be funny, but, you know, it still should have had, you know, still should have had an intervention. I'm sorry, it should have. Then look up Hunger, A Vampire Romance. That's the title, Hunger, A Vampire Romance. There are just too many problems with this to list here. This is why people hate book trailers. I'm sorry, but it is. You know, the book itself may be fantastic. It got a lot of great reviews from different places that I recognize, different people that I recognize, but the video did nothing to help me like that book. So the lesson for today is be honest. Speak up if someone made you a video you didn't like. You know, don't post it if it sucks, or, well, you know, if it's less than stellar. Definitely don't post if it makes your book look bad or it makes your brand look bad. Now, that's it for now for our show, Book Trailer Reviews. It's over, but I invite you to come back next week and join the fun. And in the meantime, you can see more book trailers at www.youtube.com/booktrailers. That's pretty easy. Or Google Book Trailer Community on Ning, N-I-N-G, and come and join us. Stop by readersentertainment.com tomorrow to catch the blog that will accompany this podcast. This is Sheila Clover English saying, seen any good books lately?